Cora Ostermeyer is a volunteer on the Gala Committee for the Art Club in Peace River, and she joins us on the line today. Cora, thank you very much for joining us. I ask quite simply, how goes final prep for the upcoming Art Gala?
Things are going really well. We are just doing the final bits of organization for our evening on Friday, October 18th.
What is going to be happening at the gala?
Well, the gala is happening at the Art Hub, which is down in Peace River here at between 4 and 9 p.m. And it is an art sale and fundraiser. So at the event, there will be refreshments, there'll be some food, there'll be live music, there'll be a cash bar. Businesses and organizations and groups of people are invited to come down and look at our gallery, at our local artwork, our pottery, paintings, photography, stained glass, woodwork, gifts, fabric work, and other mediums will all be displayed. And the rooms in which the classes are being taught are also going to be available for people to tour and take interest in any of the available classes that we have. There will be a raffle draw. There'll be door prizes. There is a gift shop, and we also have several businesses that we call Artisan Lane, and they're businesses that are art-related stores, so to speak, will be open that night for people to take a look at.
How much of an aspect in your mind is this to shopping local, especially heading into the Christmas season?
Yeah, it can be part of, you know, someone's Christmas wish, absolutely. It is really being promoted as more of a social event so that people can get out and see what our community of Peace River and the regional community, because we do include outlying communities outside of Peace River, what the artists have, and to support the artists as well. Part of the proceeds that are made will go to the art club, but the bulk of it does go back to the artists. We're encouraging people to buy gifts for themselves, for their loved ones, for their businesses.
How much has the Art Hub become more noticeable in its, I guess, new location downtown, even though it's not really a new location, but it has changed venues? And, of course, I'm judging from the success that was with the Art Gala last year as well.
Yeah, we've just quadrupled on our membership. It has just exploded, which is fantastic. Part of that is that we have a location with classrooms, having a stained glass room, having a pottery studio, having galleries have really allowed more interaction with the public, and that's been a really positive thing for the art club, and it's just created a lot of growth.
How much are you anticipating a good turnout to this year's gala?
Last year we were between 300 or 400 people that trickled through the evening. It was really busy and it was a lot of fun. We're hoping that we can have that many participants again this year.
How much appreciation needs to go to the artists for their work to help make this gala successful?
Yeah, without the artists, clearly we wouldn't have a venue. There's also a great appreciation for a lot of people in the community that are signing up for classes and trying new things and having their children involved in activities at the art club. The art club works primarily on volunteers, so a lot of the members are also volunteering for tours, volunteering for opening it, and running the events like the gala. And so we have a lot of appreciation for all those groups of people.
The Art Hub Gala is Friday, October the 18th at the studios downtown. How much are you looking forward to it, Cora?
Yeah, we're really excited. We're thinking it'll be a great night for people to do something a little different in the community.
Cora Ostermeyer is a volunteer on the Gala Committee for the Art Hub of Peace River. Cora, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.